Well, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, I want to do a 5-Minute Friday all about reality. So let's talk reality and let's talk about being realistic about expectations when you visit an aesthetic, cosmetic, or plastic surgeon. Because people are sometimes not realistic. And I think definitely Instagram and filters have contributed to this vision of what we're supposed to look like and the distortion of reality that our brains are morphing. Your brain, when it sees images of beauty, constantly modulates what it thinks is normal. And your brain, when it gets a procedure done, modulates what you look like. And that means that you alter your perception of what beauty is and what your current state of beauty is based on immediacy. When you look at yourself right after you have your fillers done, you look great, you feel great, and that newness feeling wears off so fast, and you forget that you just recently had a 30% improvement in appearance. And sometimes you become hungry for the next level of improvement. Sometimes you forget what you used to look like and that you should be happy with, you know, getting better and not trying to get extremely better, because sometimes the enemy of good is better. So I just want to talk about realistic expectations. These days on Instagram, almost every Instagram model who has beautiful, voluptuous, perfect lips has had 2 syringes of filler, 2-3 syringes gradually placed, looking very natural, great results. But people are under the impression that these are natural lips, and they are not. The best work looks natural, and that's great. But when you think that 1 syringe of filler is going to give you that level of voluptuous perfection, that is not reality. So generally speaking, 1 syringe can give you about 30% improvement in your lips, 30% volume improvement. It swells, it looks gorgeous like the pictures the day after the treatment's done or immediately after. When the swelling goes down, we expect to see only about 30% volume improvement. And that's great for most women. But the women who want the Instagram lips need to realize that fillers need to be gradually applied to reach the level that you want them to be at. So wait a month, do a 2nd syringe. Gradually add volume to your lips until you reach your goal size. For my patients, I say 1 syringe per month till you reach your goal size. Then after that, a syringe every 6 months. In general, for fillers all around the face, the expectation should be don't have filler fear. Please don't come in and do 1 syringe. If you have a 1 syringe budget, that's great, but let's put it in one single area. Please don't think that 1 syringe is going to cause filler phase, filler distortion, or really severe changes in your anatomy. Because realistically, a syringe of filler is the tiniest amount. It's 1/5 of a teaspoon. If I dipped my teaspoon, just 1/5 of the spoon covered in ketchup, that's very little. It's not really enough volume to change the face substantially. Fillers are expensive, so people tend to think like, wow, I'm getting a whole syringe, that costs a lot, it's going to do a lot. It does a great amount. For my patients who have been rejuvenating regularly, and their face has fully, nicely volumized and maintained, we can do plenty with 1 syringe of filler. For my patients who are 20 to 30 years old, and maybe 35, who are just barely starting to see volume changes, if you're someone who's done great skincare, no sun exposure, no smoking, you can do a lot with micro droplet techniques and kind of a facial filler highlights technique that I use, where 1 syringe can go a long way. We can do 4 or 5 points on one side of the face, 4 or 5 points on the other. The chin can hold up to 3 or 4, 1 to 2 syringes in the temples. And under eyes, typically take 1 syringe per side. With all of that said, I'm not necessarily going to place all that filler the same day. I'm often going to gradually add filler. Maybe we do cheeks with 1/2 syringe on each cheek, under eyes with 1/2 syringe under each eye. But I want you to estimate in your beauty plan that you're going to need more. So I think that's a good rule of thumb to keep in mind, is 1 syringe per area of the face that you want to get done. Also think about your age. It is roughly 1 syringe per decade of your age when you're getting a full face, you know, retune that you've never really touched your face before. And that means I'm 40 years old. It's not unusual that it might take about 3 or 4 syringes to really get the upper face, the mid face, and the lower face maintained. I'm 60 years old, 6 syringes, not at all unusual. When I do my face, 4 to 5 syringes. That goes right along with my age group. And I just want people to be so realistic about understanding that that is a small amount of volume. I also want you to remember that filler is like a facial fat graft. I'm placing it in deep planes where facial fat pads are changing, deflating, and causing drooping changes. We're not adding and distorting a new face. We are bringing back your youthful facial fat to make it really look its best, to bring you back to where you were 5 years ago. And those are kind of some really great tips. For your units of Botox, think about your age. When you're 20, you need about 20 units, 30, 30 units, 40, 40 units, 50, add 10 more. And those are some really good landmarks. So just want people to have realistic expectations when they come and see us about the power of one syringe. If you're a heavier person with a heavier face, remember facial fat is heavy. Fat pads are heavy. We need to use more syringes to give more lift and support. And sometimes we need to think about surgery. There's too much sagging and drooping, too much skin excess. Let's trim and tighten because we don't need to get a bloated filler face. Sometimes we do need to pick up the skin excess with surgery where we do a facelift or a neck lift. And I do these surgeries. I'm a facial plastic surgeon. I do a lot of injections on Instagram, but surgery is my passion. And I think that's why I understand fillers so well, because the anatomy of the face is my passion. So there you have it. That's your 5-Minute Friday, all about fillers, all about your face, all about reality. Don't let Instagram distort your reality. Be your own version of beauty and stay beautiful. Bye for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram, doing amazing things with people's faces at Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And my website is the same, beautybydrk.com, for my awesome skincare line. Yay. Bye for now. Stay beautiful.